If you wonder what to do about a certain problem that's troubling you today, why not sit down and ask yourself, when tomorrow comes, what will I wish I had done today? That will help you believe that life can be beautiful. Life can be beautiful. An inspiring message of faith drawn from life, written for you each weekday by Carl Bixby and Don Becker. Brought to you by Ivory Flakes. I want to tell you about a pair of stockings that belong to Miss Helen Lupton. Now, these stockings were treated very hard by Day. Miss Lupton's a nurse, you see, so her stockings had to walk an awful lot, climb stairs, and stretch, and bend. But to make up for the way her stockings were treated in the daytime, Miss Lupton took good care of her stockings every night. Yep, every single night she washed these stockings out in gentle suds of pure ivory flakes. You see, Miss Lupton wanted her stockings to wear a long time. Say, after she'd worn them for 143 miles, they were still in good condition. That was their way of saying thank you for the wonderful care they got every night. See, Miss Lupton heard about ivory flakes when she took part in a stocking endurance test at the Berkshire Knitting Mill stage. Berkshire Knitting Mills, you know, make those beautiful Berkshire silk stockings. Well, they made this important rule during the stocking test. They made each girl promise to wash their stockings every night in ivory flakes. Berkshire, you see, believes that nightly washing with this pure flake soap helps keep the silk thread strong, helps you get long wear. Well, Miss Lupton followed that rule, and looky, looky, looky what happened. She got 143 miles of wear from one pair of stockings. And say, Miss Lupton says she's delighted because she proved to herself that you can really get a lot of wear even from sheer stockings with the proper care. She says, quote, "You can take my word for it. Washing stockings every night with ivory flakes is going to be a regular part of my life from now on. It only takes a minute or two, and it's a real saving," unquote. So, look, why not do as Miss Helen Lupton did? Use ivory flakes for your stockings every night, too. Get the thrifty large-size box and begin tonight. We can promise you this. With good hose to start with, and of course, barring accidents, this nightly care with pure ivory flakes will help you get extra miles of wear from every pair. Now again, life can be beautiful. Chee-Chee and Stephen Hamilton are low in spirits today. They tried to get work, and it was a pathetic effort because Stephen is still in his wheelchair and Chee-Chee isn't well equipped for a job. Until his accident, Stephen had a splendid chance to resume his law career in the office of Myron Henderson. After that, he wasn't wanted. Oddly enough, Stephen's accident brought him an offer from lawyer George Moore. But Stephen refused it because he believes the man is a shyster who wants to gain sympathy from juries with a crippled assistant. It seems as though Stephen was right because Moore also tried to persuade Chee-Chee to cash in on her recent publicity by accepting a theatrical engagement. Well, it's hard to have to refuse work for the sake of principles, especially when any other job is so hard to get. Now, the next day, morning in the slightly red bookshop. Crisp, cool morning, warmed by bright sunlight. No kind of a day for sadness and disillusionment. But Chee-Chee doesn't appear to be very happy as she sits curled up in Papa David's big leather chair. Old David Solomon walks back toward her slowly, sadly, wagging his head.
Chee-Chee, sure you ain't finding it easy to be happy even on a nice morning like this, crying with such big wet tears ain't the best way for starting out a new day, darling. Now, look, are you wanting Papa David's extra big handkerchief for wiping away the eyes?
No.
You know, it ain't having any fancy lace edges, but it's big, and it's absolutely okay for crying. And on account, you know, you couldn't roll it up in a little ball like that one.
Papa David, where's Stephen?
Oh, he's in the back, Chee-Chee, in his room, reading something or writing something, I don't know.
Gosh, it was awful the way Stephen and me tried to find somebody that wanted this and nobody did. I don't care so much for myself. I mean, I'm okay, but Stephen's still in a wheelchair. And it must be awful to be like that and get the idea that nobody wants you and no work for you to do.
There's nothing worse, Libby.
Did he keep on calling up lawyers and asking them?
Yeah. Like a bulldog he was with the telephone in his teeth and he wouldn't let go. Even with his heart breaking up after every time he called the lawyer's office, and there was the same answer, no. He still kept on.
Why didn't he just quit after a while when he saw there wasn't any use?
Quit, Chichi. You know, once when we were alone in the bookshop before you came to live with us, I was maybe had a little sneaking notion that Stephen was, like you said, a quitter on account he wouldn't brace up. But then you came, and now it's different. You see, Leighton, you said call up the lawyer's offices. So Stephen gave out with the promise that he would. So he did.
Yeah, and nothing happened. Gosh, I bet it would have been better if I'd kept my mouth shut. What right have I got to go around buttoning other people's lives, telling them what to do, and making them feel worse than they did before?
Chicha, Leighton, the future is like a thick veil between us and the tomorrows that are yet to come. What's coming, we don't know. Only what we can see and touch and put our hands on. And one of the things is what you give out with saying to Stephen. Don't sit down and hold the hands and wait for life to get beautiful. You got to do something. Maybe that's right. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it bounces back with good results, sometimes bad. But anyhow, you're doing something. That's okay.
That's what I thought, but now I ain't so sure.
Well, fish ain't biting on the hook if the line ain't in the water. So wait, maybe that was a customer.
Oh, you go, Papa David. I still got tears all over my face.
Okay, Leighton, I'll go. Hey, Jagger. Oh, good morning, please.
Good morning. You're Mr. Solomon, aren't you?
Yeah, positively.
I've heard Gigi talk so much about you, and I met you once in the hospital right after Stephen came back. I'm awfully glad to see you again.
Yeah. Gigi was talking about me.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you?
Well, maybe I should know if I had my faraway looking glasses on.
I'm Kate Henderson.
Oh, yeah. Miss Henderson.
I just dropped in to see Stephen Hamilton. He's here, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen him since he went back to the wheelchair. I was awfully sorry about that.
Yeah, I know.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Solomon. I'm not going to say anything to hurt Stephen. Honestly, I'm not. I have an idea. The Henderson family has hurt him enough. My father's a little rigid in some of his ideas.
Wait. Please excuse you. The surprise, Miss Henderson. With a feather, you could knock me over. Wait, Chichi. Chichi, Leighton.
Oh, is Chichi here, too?
Oh, sure.
Hey, Papa David.
Hey, come on, Chichi, quick, come here.
Okay, Papa David. Kate Henderson. Oh, gosh, Papa David, it's Kate Henderson.
Yeah.
How are you, Chichi?
I'm fine, I'm just swell. Gosh, am I glad to see you. Oh, say, I haven't got any manners at all, have I? Come on back and sit down.
Sit down, Miss Henderson. You sit and talk with Chichi, and I'm going back and tell Stephen what kind of company he's got calling on him. Maybe he ain't even got his hair combed yet.
Thank you, Chichi. So, this is the Slightly Red Bookstore.
Yeah, and that was Papa David. Hey, is that right, what Papa David said about you coming here to see Stephen?
Well, yes, you don't mind, do you? I wanted to see you, too, but I've got some business with Stephen.
Gosh, no, I don't mind. You say some business with Stephen? What kind of business? What's it about? I mean, oh, gosh, I haven't got any right to ask you that, have I? I'm afraid I'm too excited to remember about my manners.
Oh, you don't have to worry about manners with me. We're old friends.
Yeah, sure. Just sit down here. If you get down in Papa David's old chair, it's kind of hard to get out of it.
Thanks. Well, Gigi, my honorable parent is fit to be tied.
Is he? What do you mean?
Mad. Mad as a wet hen.
Oh, he is, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you know it or not, but it seems that Stephen has been calling around to other law offices in the city, trying to get a job.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Why, Dad thought Stephen was still on his payroll.
Oh. Oh, you mean the checks he said he'd send to Stephen for a while just in case he got well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Several of his friends have told him Stephen's been calling around and asking for a job, and, well, you can imagine how Dad would feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, well, what do you mean? Is he really sore? Because is he going? Say, that's awful, having your father mad at Stephen. It's awful.
Well, maybe it isn't. You know, Dad's funny. He's just as sweet as he can be, but he's a lawyer. And sometimes he even seems to think like one of his musty old law books.
I guess all lawyers are like that. Stephen, too.
By the way, didn't Stephen get the check Dad sent him and the letter?
Well, yes, he did, but...
He said he wasn't going to take charity. If he couldn't work, he wouldn't take Mr. Henderson's money, so that was out.
Oh,
maybe you don't understand how it is with a man like Stephen, Katie. That, well, Papa David called him principles, and Steve called him ethics. They make people do funny things. What Stephen wanted and what he still wants is the chance to do something, not to get paid for something he isn't doing. You see what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
You do? Then you know all about ethics and things.
Why, Chichi, I was raised on them. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ethics.
Oh, then you know what I'm up against trying to do anything with Stephen.
Perfectly. I've had it all my life with Dad.
Say, I like you.
Well, it took you long enough to get around to it.
Well, I didn't get to know you very well out on the boat, but... Oh, gosh, if Mr. Henderson is sore, that's bad.
Chichi, what do you suppose I've got in this package?
Oh, I don't know. I give up. What is it?
Some papers. Back at some letters and things.
Yeah?
It's all about a case that's in Dad's office. It seems that a man named Witherspoon claims he was defrauded and...
Gosh, Katie, you mean it's something for Steve to work on? A law case?
That's right. It's the complete file on the whole business. It's all mixed up, so I don't know what it's all about, but it might be a big case. And the law firm of Henderson & Henderson wants Mr. Stephen Hamilton to study it and work on it and see if Mr. Witherspoon has any, what do they call it, cause of action.
Oh, you mean it's a case and your father wants Stephen to work on it and make up a thing about it?
Will he do it? I mean, will he accept the checks Dad wants to send him if he has some work to do?
Will he? Oh, gosh, I'll say he will. It's what he wants, work, not just money. He wants to be a lawyer, not a sponge. Hey, I just thought of something. You know, calling up all those other lawyers was all right, because if he hadn't done that, your dad wouldn't have got mad, and if he hadn't have got mad, he wouldn't have sent you down here with a case for Stephen to work on. Hey, you never know, do you? I mean, you never know whether something you do is going to turn out bad or good, but you just got to keep on doing something just the same. Stephen was trying to get any kind of a job, and now look, he's got one, his own. His own job back again, because he tried to get one somewhere else. You wait right here, Kate. Now, don't you go anywhere. Don't you move. I'll be right back. Steve! Stephen! Hey, Steve, come out here quick! Stephen!
Well, Papa David certainly called that one. What difference does it make if you plant a seed and the plant grows somewhere else? Or, if you want to look at it this way, an arrow shot into the air comes home to roost. You know, when you listen to Life Can Be Beautiful, you get the feeling that Chi-Chi and Papa David and all the others are sort of like old friends, don't you? Isn't that the way it is? Friends that you look forward to visiting with every day. Now, I never heard of anybody looking forward to dishwashing, but... Just the same, I know a lot of you feel friendly to the soap that helps your hands look nice and gives you speedy suds at the same time. Yes, ma'am, I mean good old Ivory Flakes. Of course, you know that Ivory Flakes are just thin flakes of pure ivory soap. The soap that's safe even for a baby skin. So that means Ivory Flakes is the only flake soap that gives your hands the protection of that famous ivory purity. The purity that helps your hands stay soft and smooth in spite of dishwashing. And what's more, you get Ivory's purity in this speedy, quick-dissolving flake form for so little cost. Why, one generous, large-size box of Ivory Flakes will do all your dishes for about 3 weeks. Tomorrow, the scene will continue. And Stephen will come out into the store and learn the good news. At least we think it's good news. Surely there isn't anything wrong with it. But what will Stephen think? And more important, what will Stephen do? Is he still worrying about ethics? Be sure and listen tomorrow and learn with Stephen whether or not life can be beautiful. This is Ralph Edwards wishing you a pleasant day for the makers of Ivory Flakes, 99 and 44 100% pure. Now, if your community has not been observing daylight saving time, Life Can Be Beautiful will come to you 1 hour later than usual, beginning Monday, September 25th. Of course, if your community has been observing daylight saving time, this program will continue to come to you at the same time as always. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Special announcement. After next Friday, Life Can Be Beautiful will not be heard on this station until Monday, October 2nd. Beginning October 2nd, the new time will be 6:30 p.m. every Monday through Friday. 12:30 the correct time, WJSV, Washington.